We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Chalukas Shutfim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his explanation. V'zeh b'chinas arba amois shetzrichim litein lifnei ha-Pesach. Based on this chapter in Likutei Moran, we'll be able to understand why the Torah tells us that in front of a house, we designate four amois in front of the house as entranceway to the house. That's part of the house that belongs to the house. Four amois that lead into a chotzer, into a courtyard or whatever, but the four amois is considered to be part of the house. Ki ha'odom yeshloi arba amois b'chol mokoim. Because a human being has four amois wherever he is, no matter what domain he is. K'moshom Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says, even in a Rishus Arabim, even when a person's in totally public domain, the area of four amois around him is considered to be his area regarding certain laws. Ve'elu hu arba amois zoichin loy kol hakinyonim. K'moshom Rabbi Senuzal. And these four amois that we designate for a person wherever he is, those four amois can acquire on his behalf. If anything comes into that area, it becomes the person's. As the Gemara says, arba amois shelodom koinois loy b'rishus harabim. The Gemara says, even in a Rishus HaRabim, in the street, in the middle of the street, it's not your property, it doesn't belong to you, but if you're walking there, if you're standing there, an area of four amois around you is considered yours. If something comes into that area, by coming into your area, you can acquire it in certain situations. Ki ikar kol haschiois vakinyonim shel hodom hual yedei hanitzoitzois shemavarer. Because the whole concept of a Jew acquiring something or having any benefits in something, having any ownership in something, is related to the holy sparks that are found in that thing, which the Jew is involved in fixing, in rectifying, in purifying. Ki bechol dovor yesh nitzoitzois hakdoshim. Because in everything in this world, there are these holy sparks that became scattered when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the original Shvira Sakelim, when Hashem first, Kaviyochol, put his light into the spheroids and they couldn't contain the light. The light bursts and the vessel shattered and light scattered everywhere. That light, those sparks of light, are found all over the place and in all objects. The Iker Hamasu Matan, and the whole concept of people doing business, buying and selling and transacting, is all about these sparks. It's all about purifying and rectifying these sparks. Ukefi hanitzoitzois shemavarer, kein zoiche lekinyono v'chafotzov. And based on the holy sparks that a person succeeds in being mevarer, in fixing, in repairing, that defines whether the person has acquired the object, not acquired, bought, sold. Aval machmas, we've mentioned this in the past, and we spoke about it like an assembly line. For example, when they put together cars on an assembly line, they have a thousand people lined up, and they have this the beginnings of this car. And as this car moves along this belt, each person puts on his piece. He adds his piece to the car until when the car finishes running this gauntlet, like it gets to the end, all 1,000 people have interacted with that car and put on and taken off whatever they were supposed to do, done whatever processes they had to do in order that the result should be a finished product, a good car that's been tested, etc., etc. Lahavdil, what the concept of things in this world, objects in this world that are passing through an assembly line where each and every person, each and every Jew that interacts with a particular object, whether it's a house, whether it's something else, and the Jew lives in that house for 3 years, 2 months and a day, That person is supposed to be there for that amount of time in order for that person to accomplish the tikkun of the holy sparks that are found in there. That could only be done by him, by that person. When that person has finished doing what he has to do on those holy sparks, it's time for him to move out and somebody else to move in order to take it to the next step. This is part of what's going on in all the interactions that take place in this world. However, because of the fact that these holy sparks that are found in all kinds of objects, homes, cars, books, anything, cups, any object, they're dispersed among the klipos and the sitrachra in great darkness. This world is a place of darkness. Olam Hazeh, compared to Olam Haba, is a place of choshech. So just being in this world, it's in a place of darkness. And especially if we are in exile now, when the Jewish people, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was a beacon of light. It was a Migdol Oyer. It lit up Yerushalayim, it lit up Eretz Yisrael, it lit up the whole world. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, the world is in a state of darkness. Person will say, what are you talking about? You're nuts. Look, there's lights in the room, the lights are on, and it's light outside. You think it's light because your eyes don't see so well. You don't see so well. This is artificial light. This isn't the real light. The real light, which is the presence of Hashem, as we said in the introduction, Hashem Orcha V'Amitcha, Hashem is your light, is hidden. It says so in the Torah. V'anoichi hastir astir esponai b'yomahu. That 98% of Hashem's light is not available now. It's hidden. We're in a state of darkness. So all of these holy sparks find themselves in choshech, surrounded by sitrachra and klipos. Alkein koshe levararo misham. That's what makes it difficult for a Jew to perform the tikkun that needs to be performed on these holy sparks. Because of the darkness and because they're surrounded by sitrachra and klipos and all kinds of stuff. V'alkein iker tikkun hamasu matan hu al yedei emes. Now you'll understand why the Torah, when it speaks about conducting business and transactions, it says the most important thing is to be honest in business. To be honest in business. That's what it's really all about. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinozal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 31, that when a person comes before the heavenly court, one of the first questions that they ask him is, Nososo venosato be'emuna. Did you conduct business with trustworthiness? Here the word emuna means honesty. One of the definitions of the word emuna is honest, trustworthy. Were you a person who people believed in? They trusted you because they knew your word is a word. The emuna hu emes. We know that emuna sometimes is used as a synonym for emes, for truth, honesty. Kemuva b'divra Rabbeinu Zal maimer azoyer kodesh, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Tzedek, kadis chabra bo emes, is avida semuna. That when you take tzedek and you add emes to it, it becomes emuna. Tzedek is malchus. Tzedek is one of the nicknames for malchus. Tzedek lavoshti, there are psukim to show it. So when you attach emes to it, it becomes emuna. So we know that emuna and emes go together. They're like Siamese twins. They're either Siamese twins or they are one. We say in the tefillah every day, emes ve'emuna choik v'lo yavur. That truth and faith are inseparable. We say it at night in Maariv, emes ve'emuna kol zois v'kayim aleinu, many places. Hainu, this means, that when a Jew enters into the world of business, he leaves the yeshiva, he leaves the shul. Now he's going out there into the real world. He's going out there into the world of masa umatan. Sheshom yesh choshech godol. There's a major darkness. There's no lights. In the yeshiva, in the shul, there's Torah and tefillah, which is light. Now he's going out into the world of Masu Matan, which is a place of spiritual darkness. There's a great darkness which encircles the holiness and the holy sparks that are fallen. We're referring to those holy sparks that are found within those items that are being transacted. Whereas because of this great darkness that's there, it makes it very difficult to be able to see and locate those holy sparks and be able to rectify them, to fix them. That's problem number one. Problem number two, v'gam yochoy liyoy shechas v'sholem yishtaka hu bi'atzmoy b'soich ha-masumaten. It's possible that when a Jew leaves the world of Torah, he goes out into the world of business, he can drown there. He himself can get swallowed up in the masumaten, in that darkness, v'yishkach es Hashem yisborach, and forget Hashem completely. V'yisrachek me'avoidosoy, and become far from serving Hashem, from Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvos, alidei tirdas hamasu matan, as a result of all the difficulties and the struggles involved in business. Person goes out to work and he gets involved, he's in a meeting, and he says, oh yeah, I forgot to daven mincha. Look at that, I didn't realize I was in a meeting and we got involved in discussion. I didn't think it would go so long. Oops, missed mincha. And all of this is because of this great spiritual darkness that's found in the world of Masu Matan. Alkein, therefore, Iker Hatikun Vahoetzalose, the main solution for this, the main way to address this problem, this danger is Hu Emes, is truth, honesty. Sheyire Lizoher Ma'oid Ma'oid Lasois Hamasumatn Be'emesu Be'emuna. That a person conducting any kind of business, any kind of transaction, any kind of work, should be extremely careful to be very, very honest and trustworthy. Ve'yishmor atzmoy ma'oid livli lahachlif ve'livli l'shanois tibur eklal. And to watch himself very carefully not to change his word. If he gives a word, if he says, I'll sell it for so much, don't you dare go back on that. Make sure your word is a word. Once you gave a commitment, I'm starting the job tomorrow, and then a person gets a phone call, somebody offers them more, have a nice day. Too late. I gave my word already. I'm starting. I can't go back, you know, in most cases. Rak kol devoro v'chol inyona b'masumaten yihiu emes v'tzedek. But rather for a Jew to see to it that all of his words and all of his actions in how he conducts business should be honest and righteous. Va'azai, and then alidei goydel ho'emes sheyiloi b'masumaten, by this person exercising real honesty and truth, ze ho'emes yoyerloi liroi sapsochim sheyesh b'toich ha'choshech ha'godol, that truth, that honesty, will show him the exits in this great darkness which surrounds these holy sparks, hakluim sham, which are imprisoned in this darkness, in Gashmius, in the world of Gashmius, shemachmas goydel ha'choshech einam yecholim lotzis misham, whereby because of the great darkness that's there, these holy sparks were not able to escape, they weren't able to get out, avol al yedei ho'emes shebemasu matan, by a Jew conducting himself honestly in how he transacts these things, shehu bechinas oyer Hashem yisborach kanal. And we said before that honesty is Hashem's light. It's a spotlight. It's a super bright light. Aydeze yizke liroi sapsochim sheyeshon. That will enable the Jew to be able to see the exits, to see how to get out of, that there are ways to get out of the choshech. And that will enable the Jew, not just himself, but to take out with him all the holy sparks that are found there, that were trapped there before, surrounded by darkness. And through this, by conducting himself this way, the person will be zeche to major profit. He'll be very successful, v'la'ashirus, and wealth. K'alidei birur hanitzoitzois, zeichin b'chol hakinyonim v'ashirus kanal. Because when a person succeeds in correcting, in fixing, in repairing those holy sparks that are found in something, that's how the person is zeche to acquire it completely, and that's how they're zeche to true wealth. V'chein kosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher, and we find that Rabbeinu Zal writes this also in another chapter in the Likutei Moran, chapter 210, Shaidei masu matan be'emuna, zeichin leparnosa, that by a person conducting business honestly, that he's really a trustworthy person, through that he'll be zeche to parnosa, to be able to have everything he needs to sustain himself and his family properly. Ayin Sham, look over there in chapter 210 for more clarity on this. Paragraph Gimel, Nimtza, we see therefore, She'ikr tikkun ha'masa umatan hu al yedei ho'emes, that the main solution, the main advice regarding business is honesty, shehu b'chinas emuna, which is also synonymous with trustworthiness, emuna. Shal yedei ze roye hapsochim lev, that enables the person to see the exits, levarer ulahoitzi hanitzoitzis hagdoshim sheyesh b'kol chefetz u'chefetz shel ha'masumatan, to allow him to repair and to extract all of the holy sparks that are found in all the different objects that he's conducting the business with. And this also ensures that the person himself will not drown in the business. He won't drown, he won't get swallowed up by the business. There are people that say, look at this guy's crazy. His work, he's a workaholic. All he knows is work. His business swallowed him up. That kind of thing, chas v'sham, lo aleinu. Ki ho'emes meir loy kol ha'psochim eich lotzeis me'achoshech shi'eshom, because the honesty lights up a path to show him all of the exits, to be able to get out of that darkness that's found there, ula hiskarev la'ashem yisborach, and to be zeche to come close to Hashem. With this we could understand the halacha that even when a person's in a reshus harabim, in public domain, the 4 amah area around him is considered his property in a sense, that it can acquire, if something somebody throws something to him over there and it lands within 4 amos where he is, even if he didn't pick it up yet, it's already considered his. Ki rishus harabim hu rishus de sitra achra. Because we know that the public domain is usually referred to as the domain of the sitra achra. Sheyesh shom achizas hachitzoinim ki yadua. That's where the sitra achra, the klipois, have power. In a person's own house, I would never let that into my house. A person has boundaries, what they allow in, what they allow out. But in the street, you're not in control. You're not in charge of what's out there in the street. And we know that the streets usually are a place where, unfortunately, there are things that are not so good, that a person would not allow into his home. So the Rishus HaRabim is referred to as the Rishus HaSitra Achra. However, even when a person goes into that Rishus HaRabim, which we said is a place where the klipos exist, gam shom yeshloi arba amos, even there, within the public domain, he retains certain control. He has his arba amos. Ve'elu ha'arba amos hem bechinas arba oisiyos havaya kamuva. Those 4 amos correspond to the 4 letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, Remember the pasuk Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed. I place Hashem in front of me, Tomid. Tomid means oh, in my house, in the street, wherever I am, Yud Kei Vav Kei is with me. The four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei are those four amos that a person has wherever he goes. Hainu ki bechol odom yesh boi shem havaya baruch hu. Because in each person, in each and every Jew, there is the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kama shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as the Zoyer HaKodesh says, deles ever deloy sharya bei shem havaya. There isn't an organ in the body which does not have Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in it. We know, for example, the Zoyer HaKodesh says the nose, the way the nose is shaped. You have the two nostrils, and you have that line in the middle. The Zohar Kodesh says that's like the letter Aleph. You have the Vav in the middle, and the two Yuds. Yud, Vav, Yud is 26, is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Zohar Kodesh says if you look at the whole body, the head is round, the head is shaped like a Yud. The hands have five fingers on each, that's the Hey. The torso of the body is shaped like a Vav. And the toes, the feet, have five fingers on each. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And the Zohar HaKodesh shows how in every part of the body, you have Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, in every aver. V'shem Hashem zebechinas oyer hoemes. And Hashem's name is the light of truth. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem oyri. Hashem is my light. And another pasuk says, Ki emes Hashem li'olam. Hashem is emes. Hashem is emes and Hashem is oyer. Ki bechol odom, bechol mokoim shehu, afilu bidyuto hatachtoina. Because by every single Jew, no matter where they are, even if they go to the lowest places, afilu b'rashus harabim, even when he's out in the streets, Shehu bechinas mekoimois hachitzoinim, which is the domain of the Sitra Achra, gam shom bevadai adayin yesh boi eize nekuda toiva mushreshes boi. Still, the person retains a spark of light, a nekuda toiva that's rooted in him. Vezois hanekuda hi bechines shem havaya baruch hu. And that holy spark, that's the name of Hashem, Hamushrosh Bechol Adam, which is rooted in each and every single Jew. No matter where he is, he still has that connection. He has the Neshama, which is a Chelek Elokam Imal. It's a part of Hashem. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shehu Bechinas Oyer Hoemes, which is that light of truth. Umebechinas Hanekuda Hazoi Shubechinas Shem Ben Arba Oisis Kanal. And from that spark, which is the name of Hashem of four letters, Bechinas Oyer Hoemes, that light of truth, Me Oyer Hazeh Nimshochin Arba Amosh Yesh L'chodom Shus Rabim. It's from those four letters that each and every single Jew is allocated four Amos that he has that follow him wherever he goes. Shehem Keneged Arba Oisis Hashem Kanal. They correspond to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is the concept of the four amos which every person has, no matter where he is. Lohoyrois, to teach us, shafiluim ha'odam b'mokim shehu, that no matter where a Jew is, no matter how far away from the yeshiva, from the Beis Medrash, from holiness, afilu b'mekoymois hachitzoinim, even if he's in places of tumah, of klipa, Bebechinas Rishus Harabim, he's in the street, he's in the public domain. Gam Shom Yesh Loi Mokoim. There also the Jew has a place. And interesting to note, the Zohar HaKadosh says the word Mokoim is actually Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. If you take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei and you square it, we know that those that study geometry know that the definition, a square, How do you figure out? How do you calculate the area of a square? It's side square. In a square, all four sides are the same. You have a 5-inch square, an 8-inch square, whatever it is. All sides are 8 inches of an 8-inch square. You take any one of the sides, because they're all equal, and you multiply it by itself. So that a square whose side is 8 inches, what's the area of that square? 8 times 8, it's 64 square inches. That's the area. A rectangle, it's length times width. A square, the length and the width are the same. So you don't have to say length times width. You just square the area of the side. So Hashem, who is 4, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, and by Hashem, there's no length and width. It's all equal. The area of Hashem is the square, taking Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei and squaring it. Yud is 10. 10 times 10 is 100. He is 5. 5 times 5 is 25. Vav is 6. 6 times 6 is 36. He, 5 times 5 is 25. 125 and 36 and 25 is 186, which is the word Mokoim. That's why one of the names of Hashem is Mokoim. Hashem is called Mekoimoi Shel Olam. The world is not Hashem's domain. Hashem is the domain of the world. The world exists. Mokoim exists inside of Hashem. Not that Hashem exists inside of Mokoim. So here we're being told that wherever a person is, no matter where he is, whatever Mokoim is in, even Mokoim of Chitzayinim, there also the Jew has a Mokoim. He has a place. He has Yud-Kei Vav-Kei with him. Vein Shum Meniyah U'Bitul Bo'ilam. There is no obstacle. There is nothing in the world that can negate Hashem, that can take Hashem out of the Jew completely, Chas V'Shalom. Ki Afilu B'Rishus HaRabim, B'Mekoim Asa Chitzayinim, Yesh loy mokoim, even in the public domain, the place of the klipos, the person has an area. He has a domain. The four amos, shem nimshocha me'or emes, which come from the light of truth. They come from Hashem. Shehu mispashet ad arba amos. And therefore it extends for an area of four amos, coming from the four letters of Hashem's name. And that's what gives the person a defined place, even within the public domain, even in the domain of the Sitra Achram. And therefore, this area surrounding the person can acquire for him all types of kinyonim, all types of acquisitions can be accomplished just by that area itself, by the place. Because through these four amos, which represent Hashem, the light of truth, that's what allows the Jew and gives him the ability to see the entrance, to see the exits in the darkness, in the public domain even, which is the place of the klipos, the Jew is able to see a clear direction. Vazai kisheroya hapsochim, and when he sees those exits, azai yochoy lohoitzi ulevarer kol hanitzoitzoy sakdoishim hameshukoim shom besoich hasitra chrovachoyshech. By seeing those exits, the Jew has the ability to remove all of the holy sparks that are found there, to take them out of the sitra achra, out of the reshus harabim. And we said before, when a Jew succeeds in fixing, in repairing those holy sparks, through that he acquires all acquisitions. That's the tikkun. That's the solution. Paragraph Dalit. This will also explain the law that says that in front of a person's house, by the entranceway to the house, we also give the person four amos, an area in front of the house that belongs to the house, that's attached to the house, so that a person can take off his burden over there, he can unburden himself over there, etc. Ki ikar kol hakinyonim v'chafotzim shel hodom heim bebeisoi. Because the main location of all of a person's possessions is at home, in his house. Sheshom hu mokoyim meshumar. That's a secured place. It's got doors, it's got locks, it's got security. That's where a person keeps all of his stuff, or most of his stuff. Vishom heim bereshusoi. There, it's in his possession. אבל כל השירוסוי והוין בייסוי צורך לקבל ולהמשיך מחוץ לפנים. However, all of a person's wealth and acquisitions, it doesn't start out in his house. He's got to acquire. He's got to go out there and buy furniture, buy light bulbs, buy this, buy all the different things, and go to work, business, and bring in money. All the things that he's bringing into the house are coming from the outside in. Shetzorich lotzeis lachutz el ashuk. The person has to go out to the marketplace, shehu reshus harabim, which is public domain, lasu shamasu matin, to conduct his business over there, ulevarer ho ashirus sham, and to work on the wealth over there, to do whatever work needs to be done, to acquire it, to buy it, to ulahachnisoi michutz lifnim, and then to be able to bring it from outside, inside his home. V'alkein nikra hamasumatan seischo. And this is why we find when the Torah discusses work and business, it refers to it as going out. Kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, smach zvulun betseischo. Zvulun, be happy with your going out. What do you mean going out? Going out to do business. Going out to transact. That's called going out. וכל זה הוא בשביל בירור הניצויצויס הקדושים שנפלו למחוימס החיצויינם. לבחינס רושת רבם. Why? Why does it have to be this way? Why can't I work at home? Everybody thinks it seems like the most logical, the best situation is where you can work at home. The answer is because there are these holy sparks that are in the domain of the Sitra Achra. They're in the Rishus HaRabim. They're out there. And in order to rectify them, you got to go out there. You got to get into the ditches. You got to get into the place of the Sitra Achra and rub shoulders with those holy sparks in order to be mavar them, in order to make a tikkun. And once you've made the tikkun, you're ready to bring them home, to bring them in the house. Al kein yefsher lahamshich hu ashirus kim al yidei sheyoytzei ktsas lachutz l'rishus harabim la'asayis masumat. That's why it's usually impossible for a person to attain wealth other than going out a little bit to the Rishus HaRabim, la'asayis masumat, to conduct a business, levarer hanitzoytzeis shom, to work on the holy sparks there, ulahachnis kol ma shi'arviach shom michutz lefnim, and then to take whatever the profits are, whatever the results are of his business, and bring it inside. V'alkein noisen loy arba amois lefnei ha-pesach. This is why the Torah gives each person an area of 4 amois in front of the entranceway, in front of the doorway. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Ki ikar habirur v'hatikun shel kol hanitzoytzois hakdoshim hu kishezoichen lichnois letoich ha-pesach. The main refinement and correcting and repair of all holy sparks is only completed when you succeed in bringing it through the entranceway. That's the critical moment. The critical moment when the job is completed is when you bring those sparks through the entranceway into the bayis. Ki ikar ma'arov shel hasitra achra v'aklipois hu etzel ha-pesach dikdusha. Because the main ambush of the Sitra Achra, where the Sitra Achra is lying in ambush, waiting to destroy, is at the entranceway. The entranceway to the holiness. Sheshom heim roivtsim, v'orvim, v'shoyrim. That's where they lie in ambush and wait. Livli lahaniach lichnois letoch pischei hakdusha, not to allow anything to be brought into the entranceway of holiness. Ki haklipois nikroim neturei tara. Rav Nosson Zal says, in the Zohar HaKadosh, one of the names that's given to the klipois, the Sitra Achra, is they're called the guards of the entranceway. That's the term that's used, neturei tara. That's the wording in the Zohar HaKadosh. She'oimdim etzel ha-pesach, they stay by the doorway. That's where they hang out. שלוי להניח לכנויס מחוץ לפנים. Not to allow anything to be brought from outside to inside, עד אשר יזכה לשברם, until and unless the person succeeds in smashing them, in destroying those klipois. You want to get inside? You got to deal with the main problem, which is at the entranceway. When the Jews left Egypt, leaving Egypt wasn't simple, serious business. Take on the Egyptian army and Paro and the whole gang. Crossing the Red Sea, also serious business. Then going through the desert with snakes and scorpions and all kinds of stuff. But the grand finale was, right before they came into Eretz Yisrael, there were two gangsters, Sichon and Og, two giants that were still from the time of the flood, that had survived the flood, Sichon and Og, where the Gemara says they were unbelievably powerful and their land was unbelievably powerful. And all the other nations had hired them, had paid them, to make sure the Jews don't get into Eretz Yisrael. They are the Shomrei HaPesach. They're the guards in the entranceway, blocking the Jews from getting into Eretz Yisrael. One of the most incredible things I ever heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, is regarding this issue. We know, for example, we're told that when the Jews were about to get into Eretz Yisrael, suddenly some of them, they called for a meeting with Moshe Rabbeinu, important meeting. Moshe Rabbeinu, guess what? We don't want to go in. We don't want to go into Israel. After everything, we decided, no thanks. We'd like to stay out here. Why? Because we have all of this cattle and the sheep and everything. So if I was Moshe Rabbeinu, I would say, no problem. Give me a match. Give me a blowtorch. We'll shoot. Give me a machine gun. We'll shoot all the cattle and sheep and everything's all better. Everybody can come into Israel. We can have 12-layer Israel and everything's sweet. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you bums, after everything you saw already, the Meraglim, you saw whoever spoke against Israel, they said, Chas v'shalom. We're not saying we're going to go in, we're going to fight alongside our brothers. Not just that, we're going to be in the front lines. We're going to join in the battle to take over Eretz Yisrael, to get rid of the Canaanim and everything. Just afterwards, after everything is cleaned up totally, then because of this situation with our sheep and the cattle and everything, we need a larger area, we'll go back out here. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, if you keep your word, it's okay. If not, heaven help you. Question, which normal person, you know, if everything, would accept being outside of Eretz Yisrael? What are they, nuts? The answer is, and again, what kind of number is that? 2.5 shvatim, 2.5 tribes. The answer is that Eretz Yisrael is the house of Hashem. The most important thing in Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash. The highest holiness in Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the house of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the house of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash of the world, the entire world. A house needs a mezuzah, because the most dangerous place is the entranceway. We said the klipos are there at the entranceway. There's a pasuk, La Pesach Chatos Roivetz. It says it in Parashas Bereishis, that Hashem said to Cain, the sin is lurking at the entranceway. When a child comes out of the mother's womb, the Yetzirah is right there at the Pesach, at the entranceway, saying, hi buddy, welcome. We're going to have a wonderful time together. And he's there to join the person at that entranceway to make sure that the person, Chas v'Shalom, does all the wrong things in their life. If you take Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the most basic name, multiply it by 2.5. 26 times 2 is 52. 26 times a half is 13, equals the word mezuzah. Mezuzah is 65. Mezuzah, that's what these 2.5 shvatim were. Because each shevet is a name of Hashem. Hashem put his name on each one of the tribes, remember? Hora Uveni, Hashimoni, the hay in front, the yud in back. Hashem placed his insignia, his seal on each one of the shvatim. Yud Kei Vav Kei has 12 combinations. You can format Those four letters, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, you can make 12 different combinations of it. Corresponding, so each Shevet is a Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. 2.5 Shvatim is 2.5 times Yud, Kei. They were the mezuzah of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael needed a mezuzah. They were the protection. That's why they were so tough. They said, we're going in front. We're the commandos. We're going to lead the charge into Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was needed. And this is also why if you look at a mezuzah, on the outside of the mezuzah, you'll see two things. You'll see Hashem's name, Shin Dalet Yud, the Shin Dalet Yud, which everybody knows. In addition to that, there are three names of Hashem, which most people don't know what they are. Chaf Vav Zayin Vav, and Beis Mem Te, a whole thing. Those are the letters that precede Yud Kei Vav Kei. After a Yud comes a Chaf, after a Hey comes a Vav, after Vav comes a Zayin, after that comes a Vav. That's one of the names of Hashem. The letters that come after Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the letters that come before Yud Kei Vav Kei, are discussed, the Zohar HaKadosh discusses, those are the names of Hashem. If you take a look at your mezuzah, and you add up those three names on back of the mezuzah, they equal Sichon plus Oig. Sichon and Oig. The same two klipos, the same two powers of Tumah that were at the entranceway to Eretz Yisrael to try to block the Jews from getting into Eretz Yisrael, those same klipos are at the entranceway of every Jewish home. And we combat them with the mezuzah. The mezuzah is the shield, the amulet that serves to defend us, a shmirah, protection from the klipos that are found specifically at the entranceway. That's the dangerous part. We know a lot of person wants to move into a new house. Usually, where does the problem come in? The entranceway. We got this refrigerator, we got this thing here, and it fits perfectly into the kitchen. The kitchen's not the problem, the doorway is the problem. The doorway is the hallway is the problem. Because that's a tzimtzum, that's a place of constriction, which means that's where the klipos are. When there's an entranceway, that's where the tum is. That's why we put a mezuzah at the entranceway. Because that's where you need it to challenge the klipos, to challenge the sitrachra that's found specifically at the entranceway. So we said the klipos are called Neturei Tara, Shoyim Demetz, LaPesach, Shloi Laniach, Lichnois, Michutz Lefnim. They're there trying to block, not to allow us to bring the holy sparks from outside in until you succeed in destroying the klipos. Vezeh Bechinas, LaPesach, Chatos, Roivetz. And that's the Pasuk in Bereishis where it says that the sin lies waiting at the entranceway, at the womb, entranceway of the mother. Waiting there for the baby to come out, right at the entranceway, that's where he's going to pounce on the baby. Shehachatos, shehu asitrachra, roivetz etzel hapesach. The sin, which is the sitrachra, lies at the entranceway. Ukamay shekosav, as it says in Mishlei, chapter 14, ureshoim al sha'arei tzadik. The evil people are at the gateway of the tzadik. The klipos stand at the gateway of the tzaddik, shehem sharei hakedusha, which are the gateway to holiness, ve'eino manichin lichnois, and they don't allow the person to enter. Ve'ikar hachnosom, and how do we defeat them? Hualidei ho'emes. How do we get rid of the darkness? Through emes. Al yedei oyer ho'emes royen es ha'pesach lichnois michutz lefnim. The light of truth is what allows a person to be able to go from outside to inside. The word in the Torah, it does not say the word mezuzah. It says mezuzois. If you remember your Kriya Shema, uchesaftom al mezuzois beisecho visharecha. Both times that I use the word mezuzois. Take a look at this. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word mezuzois is actually the word emes. The outer letters are mem and tuf, right? The mem and tuf of emes. So all we need now is an aleph. We said before that an aleph is made up of a yud and a vav and a yud, right? The top part of the aleph is like a yud. The diagonal line is a vav and the bottom is a yud. the middle letters of the word mezuzos, Zayin Vav, 7 plus 6 and 7 plus 6 equals 26, which is the letter Aleph in code. You follow? The word mezuzos has the mem, it has the tuf, and in the middle it has Zayin Vav, 7, 6, 7, 6, which is 13, 13, which is 26, which is an Aleph. An Aleph is is the Yud and the Vav and the Aleph. So that the mezuzah is the light of Emes. It's the Kriya Shema, it's Emunah. It's the declaration of faith. We said Emes and Emunah are one. This will answer an incredible question. There's a Medrash that says that when after Yaakov Avinu sold the birthright to Esav, it says Vayoichal, Vayesht, that Esav ate and he drank, Vayokam, he stood up, Vayelach, and he went, and he insulted the Bechorah. Why in the world is the Torah bothering to say he ate and he stood up, and we're wasting all of these words for? Of course he stood. Why do you think he sat there for the rest of his life? Why does it say? So the Medrash says he ate without making a bracha in front. He drank without making a bracha achrona. He stood up without Birkas HaMazon. He went without kissing the mezuzah. Imagine that. Esav did not kiss the mezuzah. Would you believe it? We know that unfortunately there are many religious Jews that don't kiss the mezuzah. They don't know. They have no idea how special a mezuzah is, that the mezuzah has many names of Hashem in it, and the mezuzah is a protection, and the mezuzah is against the klipos. There's tremendous significance. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avraha, once had a war, in a yeshiva that he taught. He taught a yeshiva where the kids were very rough, and he succeeded in turning them around completely. These kids spit out a teacher every week or two. They got rid of another teacher. And he came in, he was like number 6 or number 7 for that term. And he read the map, he saw who he was dealing with, so he decided to tell stories. These gangsters, stories they were able to hear, they could handle. And with the stories, he was makariv them, and he had them eating out of his hand. They became his close students. And every word he said was the word of Hashem. It was Har Sinai for them. So he taught them this thing about kissing the mezuzah. The principal of this yeshiva, who wasn't as religious as these boys, sees these kids kissing the mezuzah. He says, what is that? What is that? They said, what do you mean, what is it? It's in the Chumash. There's no such thing in the Chumash. Yes, there is. Rabbi Rosenfeld took, wait a minute, no, you're not in the Chumash. That's in the Chumash. I don't know if you're in the Chumash, but that's in the... And this started a whole nuclear thing because this principal didn't know about the significance of kissing, and he thought it was a little exact. If you do it, maybe you do it when you walk into a building. You don't kiss it by each room. You kiss, what kind of Hasidic stuff is this? But we see the Torah says that this is what differentiates between Esav and Yaakov. The Torah says, you want to know who Esav is? Esav doesn't kiss the mezuzah because the mezuzah is Emes. The mezuzah is Emunah. And that's the opposite. Esav is the exact opposite of those things. Esav is a liar and a thief. He sold the birthright and then he came back afterwards saying, I didn't sell nothing. You know, when they wanted to bury Yaakov Avinu, he showed up on the scene saying, this isn't mine. They had to send Naftali to bring the document to prove, to show and everything. This is all found in mezuzah. People learn the laws. They have no idea the depth that's found. That the mezuzah is the symbol of Emes. The mezuzah, people know that at an entranceway to your house, you put a light. Everybody puts light. You know, you have a light there because, you know, people coming into the house at night. The light, the real light, is the mezuzah. That's the oil of Emes, that's the entranceway that protects and shields from the darkness, from the spiritual darkness, the klipos. Because anyone who is not worthy, who doesn't qualify to be able to be allowed inside, these guards at the entranceway, these klipos, will block him and not allow him to enter into the Kedusha. You know, There has to be free choice. There has to be, you know, person has to be worthy of entering into Kiddusha, of coming to Eretz Yisrael, of coming to Yerushalayim, of coming into the yeshiva. We know that during the time of the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel put a guard at the entranceway to check each person. Does he qualify? Person wants to get into yeshiva, first they check him out to see, does he qualify? The Iker Koicham Limnoya, the main power of this Sitrachra to block people from getting into the Kedusha, whom Hashem ispashtin lefnei ha-Pesach, is through the fact that they spread themselves out by the entranceway, umachshichin lefnei hodom, and they make it dark for the person, at she'ein roya ha-Pesach, to the point where the person doesn't see the entranceway. He can't see it. Ki be'emes ein shum menia klal, because in reality, there are no obstacles. Rak ho'ikar hamaniya hu achoshech shnikra hamaniya. The main obstacle that prevents people from coming close to Hashem, or coming close to the tzaddik, or close to the Torah, is darkness that they don't see. They don't see the light. Kamay shekosev, as it says, v'loy chosachto es bincho es yichidcho. When Hashem says to Avram Avinu, because you did not withhold your son from me, because you were willing to give me your son, to offer him as a sacrifice. So the word to withhold, to hold back, is chosachto, which is another word for menia. Limnoa means to prevent, to hold back. So Rav Nosson says the word menia is choshech. That's the menia. There are no real obstacles. The obstacle is just that you can't see. You can't. The obstacle from getting into the holiness is that there's no light. You don't see the light. There's no lights outside. Hainu, ma shemeramin esodam bebilbulim ushtusim umachshichin lefneinov b'achiza sinayim. The fact that the sotan tricks a person with all kinds of nonsense and foolishness and confusion and makes it appear dark, to the point where it looks to the person as if there's no way to get in. It's like a person tries to get into a place and it's locked. It appears that it's locked on all sides. He can't find the entrance way. The sota makes it seem that way, as if there's no way to get in. Avol be'emes, whereas the truth is, derech hachayim nosun lifnei hod kol adam sheboilam. The path of life is available to every single person in the world. Vafilu bishol tachtis, even a person who's in the seventh level of Gehenna, he's in the lowest, the bottom of the bottom, yecholim l'skarav l'Hashem Yisborach, they can still come close to Hashem. Kemo shekosav Rabbeinu Zal, come upon him, as Rabbeinu Zal writes many times. Rak she'odom hu iver, it's just that the person's blind, ve'ein royes ha-pesach, he doesn't see the exit, he doesn't see the entranceway, because of the klipos who are called darkness. They have the ability to block the light from a person. Sheheim ikar hamaniyos, they're the main obstacles. Sheheim machshichin oir einov shel adam, they darken the eyes of the person, at she'ein roya ha-pesach, to the point where the person does not see the entranceway. Bebechinas, as it says by Sodom, if you recall, Lot and his family were hiding out inside their house. They locked the door with their guests, and then the people of Sodom came banging on the door. Let us in, let us in. We want to see those guests. So what happened? It says, Veshoanoshim asher pesach habayis, those people who got all the way up to the entranceway, hiku besanverim. Hashem blinded them. Hashem made them blind. Vayilu limtzoy ha-pesach. And they could not find the entrance anymore. It was right in front of their face. They were standing right there. Couldn't see it. Blind. Shemi she'enoy kedai lichnois. A person who is not worthy of entering. Machshichen esenav. The Sitrachra has permission to darken his eyes, to put darkness on him. Shezeu b'china sanverim. Lesanver, to blind him, atshehu loya limtsa epeso, to the point where a person gets tired of looking, he can't find the entrance way. V'alkein ein chochma v'ein tvuna v'ein eitzo lamoid kenegdom, and therefore there's no secrets and there's no tricks And there's no solution to stand up against the Sitra Achra, Kiyim Alidei Ho'emes. The only solution is honesty. Shebechol Mokim Shehu, Tzorech Listakel Rak Al Ho'emes Lamitoi. Wherever a person finds himself, the person has to be honest with themselves. Ulaham Shechatzmoi Rak Al Ho'emes Basher Husham, and to draw himself to whatever level of honesty he can, wherever he is, wherever he's at. Uledaber divrei emes bitfilosoi utchinosoi kefimashu, and to speak to Hashem honestly, no matter, not religiously, not religious, don't care. Just tell it like it is. Talk to Hashem with honesty. Afal pi she'eino yochel espal adabrei menoi v'en kone klal. Even though he doesn't know how to pray, he doesn't know anything about praying, just talk with honesty, like you're talking to a best friend. Afal piken yir al kolpon adabra dibur shtabre be'emes. At least he should see through whatever words coming out of his mouth to say it honestly. Kegoin shomer, for example, if he says, Ribbono shel olam, help me. Hashem, help me. Ve'yoymar elu atevois be'emes. And at least to say those words honestly, with full honesty. Al kolponim. And so to whatever else he's going to say, I'll call upon him yomer isem be'emes, to say it with truth. Even though he's saying it dry, his heart isn't into it, and he's not davening like a Jew supposed to daven, with emotion, with his hands, with his whole body, he's dead. He's like a piece of dead meat. But at least just say it honest, say the words with emes. I'll call upon him yomer isem b'pshitas b'emes, v'azai ho'emes yoer loy, the emes will shine for him, v'yizke liroy sapesach, and he will find his way out. V'oz b'vadai yizke lichnoy sel ha'kedusha, and then that person will definitely succeed in getting into the holiness, ki ein shum meniyah ba'olam kanal, because there are no obstacles, there are no locked doors. It's just a matter, you can't see it. You don't see the entranceway. V'tekev kisharoyin ha-pesach, the minute that you see that entranceway, nichnos melakdush la-betach, you're able to easily go in and get close to Hashem. Hold it over here.